School leaders in both Warren County and Bowling Green say they're overwhelmed by the number of refugees and immigrants filling their classrooms. Superintendents say they lack the resources to meet the basic needs of those students. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Becca Schimmel. Superintendents came to the International Center of Kentucky's quarterly meeting to voice their concerns. Warren County Public Schools Superintendent Rob Clayton says in many cases, his system doesn't have the resources or the time to properly educate students. He says refugees often enroll in school with little to no formal education.
19-year-old shows up the other day, law says you got to educate him. No formal education. Zero. I mean, where do we put them? You know, we'll hug them, we'll feed them, we'll clothe them. But, you know, we're not miracle workers. There's nothing we can do.
Clayton says he worries English language learning students exiting Warren County schools won't have any skills to contribute to the community. Bowling Green Independent School Superintendent Gary Fields was also at the meeting and says his schools are struggling. Both superintendents came to the meeting hoping to find ways to better assist refugee and immigrant students. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.